cast all of our cares upon you tonight, Father. Hallelujah. Lift every heavy burden, every yoke of bondage. We pray in Messiah's name. Let your anointing rest upon the preaching of the hearing of thy word tonight. Let me fill the hearts of thy people. We ask all things in Messiah's great name. And give us rest tonight as we dine and feast upon thy true word. As we desire to hear and to know the perfect will of our great Father, your way. We bless you for all things tonight in Messiah's name. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Bless the Father for all things. His goodness, certainly his kindness and his mercies that he has shown toward me. They're grateful. My heart is very thankful tonight. As I can see, as the old folks would say, the hand of the Father of Yahweh resting upon me. Bless you, Deacon Betty.
Bless you, Father Yahweh. Everybody say hallelujah. We need to get back to that old foundation of the master builder, that sure foundation of the solid rock that we were standing on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The master builder come by tonight to check the blueprint and recall of the correction of showing us that we're not walking in that straight and narrow path. We build our foundation upon another foundation, a foundation of our wants, our will, and our thoughts. And he says, a way that seemeth right to a man, but the way of the destruction. Saints, turn to Luke 6 and 47. Talking about the master builder tonight. Do you know that master builder tonight? It's the first commandment up here. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. And saints, do you believe the second commandment? Do not take the name of Yahweh. Do not have any other Elohim before me. The other foundation that you're building upon of your will and your way is going to crumble, saints. 6 and 47 says, whoever cometh to me, heareth my saying. Give your people the ear to hear tonight, Yahweh. I will show to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and diggeth deep and lay the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it. And we have been shaken tonight because we're building the foundation upon flesh. Our decision is made by the flesh. Our judgment is made by the flesh. He said, acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct our path. 6 and 49, but he that heareth and doeth not, and like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin thereof of that house was great. Yes. If any man come to me and hate not his father, which we proclaim that we are the people of Yahweh, that city that's set up on a hill, a peculiar people, a holy nation, and a royal priesthood, truly they should see the Almighty Yahweh in us. When we stand before the world, or when the world comes into this place, they should see the Spirit of Yahweh. We should talk Yahweh. We should act Yahweh. If any man come unto me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brother and sister, yea, his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Did you hear what Yahweh say? There's a protocol that we must walk. There's a proclaim, if we proclaim that we're the children of Yahweh, we got to walk as holy people, walking in his truth. Luke 14 and 27. And whosoever does not bear his cross, come after me and cannot be my disciple. And there is a cross that we got to pick up in the morning. Because truly outside the almighty power of Yahweh being with us, truly Satan is there in the morning as well, saints. For which of you intending to build a tower, sit it down first and count the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Least happily after he has laid the foundation, is not able to finish it, and all that behold it begin to mock him. Yes. Saving this man began to build and wasn't able to finish it. And the foundation that we're walking on is a fleshly foundation, saints, not in the mighty power of Yahweh. Because Yahweh said, there's no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We trust in Yahweh. Just like the song say, we cast all our cares upon Yahweh. No matter what we do and give it to him, we will get the victory, saints. But we have an example. Satan has showed us that. Do we believe that, saints? Do we trust in this master builder today, saints? Do we believe that we own that strong high tower? saying this man began to build and was not able to finish. Turn to 1 Corinthians 3:1. And I, brethren, cannot speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as to babe in Messiah. And the reason that he can't speak to us today is because our judgment is fleshly. We're not walking in the spirit, saints. But our judgment is only by our flesh, saints. That's why when Yahshua Messiah comes to judge us, that's why we get upset. That's why we don't want to hear it. And saints, it's not always by the word we speak, but it's by your actions that you see the refusal of the word and the rejection of the word and knowing that you don't want to hear the truth, saints. I have fed you with milk, not with meat. He's still giving us milk, saints, because we're not able to bear the meat, saints. Because we still yet come and still desire the things of the world. Our mind is still, not even though we're going out there, but we're bringing the world into here. And it should be spiritual and holy and righteous things in this place. When they come in here, that's what they should see. Not the desires of us out there, not us acting like them, not us speaking like them. But we should have righteous and holy words within our lips that they should see that we proclaim to be sons of Yahweh. That it should be, say, that we should win them, not us get in their conversation. That they go back and say that we went in there, they were just like us. But with our light, we should shine like that light, saints. We profess that we are the sons of Yahweh. Is that true, saints? Well, let's show the devil that it's true, saints. 1 Corinthians 3:3. For ye are yet carnal, for as there is among you envying and strife and division, are ye not carnal and walk as man? And that is true, saints. When a saint tell another saint something and it's right, they should just say, thank you. I needed that. Go to your knees or to prayer and say, Father, help me. Not let envy, strife, and anger and bitterness get into your heart, saints. For we need more prayer today, saints. For we are a family and we need each other. There's no big U, no little I, but we all are one in one body of Christ. One body of Yahshua Messiah. For while one said, I am Paul, and another, I am Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who is then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believe, and as Yahweh gave to every man, I have planted, Apollos watered, but Yahweh gave the increase. As I speak this word tonight, as Yahweh give y'all the ear to hear tonight, let y'all take heed, for we have had many warnings, for we're in a real battle, and Satan seeks to take our souls, saints. Young people, I bless Almighty Yahweh that y'all are here tonight. I thank Almighty Yahweh that we don't have to worry about where y'all at. Don't have to worry about y'all being on drugs. Don't have to worry about nobody shooting or nothing. I bless Almighty Yahweh there for tonight. Y'all just don't realize how blessed y'all is tonight. But we're in a real battle. So then, neither he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, for Yahweh that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Young people, y'all all going to be judged. Nothing that the parents can do to be saved, y'all. And it's not about being cool. It's about being saved in your soul where it's been eternity, saints. This is not a joke, but this battle is for real, saints. This battle is for real. Father, give him the ear to hear. And it ain't a long way out. I think about Brother Ray. When he come, when he find faith in us, Brother Ray showed us they found faith in him. He was ready to meet his maker. He knew the master builder. He knew he was on that sure foundation. Can you say that if he come to get you tonight? And there was 6 more out there was our example as well, saints. You better get a serious mind and get us sober. For we are labored together with Yahweh. Ye are Yahweh's husbandry. Ye are Yahweh's building. According to the grace of Yahweh which is given to us as a wise master builder. Do you know the master builder tonight? Is he in your heart tonight? No, not just knowing the name, saints, is in your heart tonight. Because there's so many know the name, but the word is not really in their heart, and they're not walking in truth, but still walking in desire, they flesh and the wants. I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. Saints, we better find a master builder tonight, and make sure that we're on that sure foundation, and that solid rock. Not trusting in the arm of this flesh, for we're no match for Satan. And Satan no match for Yahweh. And that is our victory. And we just trust in and believe it, saints. I'm telling you, saints, it's a real battle.
Yes,
and you can't fight this battle alone.
No.
Now, if any man build upon this foundation, and this is what the world is building upon today, gold, silver,
yes,
precious stone,
yes,
wood,
yes,
hay, double, is that your foundation tonight?
Yes.
Is that what you're building upon tonight?
Yes.
Is that your desire?
Yes.
Is that your wants tonight?
Come on.
Do you believe Yahshua, the precious blood?
Yes.
The blood he shed upon Calvary, do you believe it for you tonight? Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work, what sort it is. If any man work abide which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss.
Yes.
But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire, know ye not that ye are the temple of Yahweh, and that the Spirit of Yahweh dwelleth in you.
Father.
Don't you know, saints, that Yahweh is not going to put new wine in an old bottle?
Right.
Don't you know that we need to be emptied out?
Yeah.
And the way we be emptied out, that we cry to Yahweh that we need help?
Yeah.
Don't you know that, saints? Unless we be willing and cry unto Yahweh and give ourselves unto Him, no way our anointing, His anointing, will come upon us, saints.
Right.
And because of our stubbornness, and because of our self-will and our pride, and can't nobody tell us nothing, that's still the way we walk, the way we walk in, saints. Now that a son of Yahweh, we're walking in the flesh, saints. It's a serious time, saints. And it's not a long way out. Bless you, Yahweh. If any man defile the temple of Yahweh, him shall Yahweh destroy. Do you believe that, saints? This should be a fear on us, saints.
Yeah.
It said, and the fear of Yahweh is strong with confidence.
Yeah.
And His children shall have a place of refuge.
Yeah.
Not in this flesh that we walk, saints. For there is no refuge in that. For it's going back to the dust of which it came. He says, enmity against Yahweh. Let no man deceive himself. He's talking about that fleshly man, saints.
Yeah.
Not of the natural man.
Yeah.
That fleshly man that we run to the answer for.
Yeah.
For we don't run to Yahweh. Because we run to Yahweh, we get the victory. And we'll crucify that fleshly man. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with Yahweh. And a lot of us desire the things of this world. A lot of us want the things of this world. And it said, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with Yahweh. And we're supposed to be the sons of Yahweh. We're supposed to desire holy and spiritual things. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, Yahweh knoweth the thoughts of the wise, and that they are vain. Therefore let no man glory in man, for all things are yours. Yes, they are, precious Yahweh. For you made them all. And he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of his precious word. And that is our strength today, saints. The truth of this word that we're standing on, saints, that's going to give us the victory and see us through the end. If you believe it. Do you believe it tonight, saints? Well, the Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, are all yours. And ye are Messiahs, and Messiah is Yahweh's. Ephesians 2 and 19, saying, turn to Ephesians 2 and 19.
Oh, yes.
Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of Yahweh. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
Yes.
Yahshua the Messiah himself building the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in Yahshua, in whom you also are building together for an habitation of Yahweh through the Spirit. Now therefore, my son,
yes,
be strong in the grace that is in Messiah,
yes,
Yahshua. Turn to 2 Timothy 2 and 2. And the thing that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. But we don't believe they're faithful men today, saints. We don't believe that they're man that can show us what we're walking wrong, or what we're getting out of the path of Yahweh, or what we're designing the things that I brought away. Brother Wade told us about that highway. 2 Timothy 2 and 3. We're having a problem just right here, saints. Therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Yahshua the Messiah. When a little breeze come by just to blow us, to show us our sins, saints, we get upset. We say we don't want to hear it, not such as a verbal way, but in our spirit, saints, or the way we turn, All right, we will hold our heads down. It's not hard to see, saints. You always think it's got to be a verbal talk, saints. But it's not always that way, saints. No man that would entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Is you a soldier of the master builder today, saints? Do you have your war clothes on? The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, your loins girded about with truth, your feet shod in the preparation of the gospel. Are you ready to do war today, saints? For Satan is saints. If a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that labored must be first partaker of the fruits. And that's one thing that, saints, we don't realize. As the husbandman labored, we don't realize the battles that he go through. But we just think about ourselves, saints. Don't realize the truth that he gives, because he wants to see us make an end. He wants to come together that one body, the one man of mine. He said one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000. With all together, Satan, all together, Satan have no win here, saints. And we just trust in Yahshua Messiah. Consider what I say, and Yahweh give thee understanding in all things. And we just acknowledge him. See, he said, meditate on the law day and night. You could be like a tree planted by the river of the water that bring forth fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither. Whatsoever he do shall prosper. Are you trusting the master builder tonight, saint? I'm talking about the master builder. That sure foundation. That solid rock that we're standing on. That we trust in, we won't be moved, saint. Satan can do nothing unless Yahweh let him do it, saint. For he is our example. And he showed us that. For he paved the way. All we have to do is just walk in it, saint. All we have to do is just walk in it. And this is our blueprint, what I'm reading here, saint. All we have to do is just go by the blueprint. Remember that Yahshua, the Messiah of the seed of David, was raised from the dead, according to my gospel. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of Yahweh is not bound.
That's the truth, brother. It's not bound.
That's why righteous words should be in our lips as we walk all during the day, saints. That our minds don't be idle. That we keep this word within our hearts, saints, that we get the victory all during the day. Because Satan is trying to rob this word from us that we have no strength. And without this word, we can't make it, saints. We can't endure this battle. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Messiah Yahshua with eternal glory. Is a faithful saying, for we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. Are you trusting in that today, saints? For we have a hope, and our hope is in Yahweh. Not of the carnal things of this flesh, our carnal mind, saints. But let's trust in Yahweh and his true word to be richly within our soul, saints, that we walk in it, we live in it, we speak it wherever we be. They see that light, saint, that can't be hid. For if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. Ain't the suffering worth it, saint? To see the glory of Yahweh, to hear his heavenly kingdom, saint. Ain't it worth the suffering, the shame? It's worth it, saint. It's worth it. Saints, he said, if we deny him, he also will deny us. Do we believe that tonight, saints? He said, who will be ashamed of him in the time when your calamity come upon you as a whirlwind? He will laugh at you, saints. And these not just words that you see on this book. It's true, saints. His word is truth, saints. This ain't no fairy tale. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before Yahweh, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as thy canker, yes. Of whom is Hymenaeus, yes. And Philetus,
yes.
Who concern the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrew the faith of some.
Yes.
Telling you, saying, for yoke assembly come, if you're not trusting in Yahweh and the truth is not in you, fear will come upon you, saints,
yes.
And you will not be ready to go. Just like when Brother Ray came,
yes.
And he trusted in Yahweh and wasn't shaken by death, saints. Fear will come upon you, saints. Our trust is in Yahweh. Nothing we can do of ourselves, for we have no strength, saints. No way we can endure this by our own will, saints. Nevertheless, the foundation of Yahweh standeth sure. Saints, is sure. Heaven is sealed. Yahweh knoweth them that are his. Saints, ain't no use to playing games. If you're not for real, Yahweh knoweth your heart, saints. He knoweth the word that you speak is true. So does Satan. He knows which button to push. To prove that when you cry out Yahweh, you really mean Yahweh. And it's really true in your heart, deep down in that soul, saints. And let everyone that nameth the name of Messiah depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. Let me read that again, saints. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. Well, how do I purge myself? Well, we sung the song, cast all our cares upon Yahweh. When we don't know what to do, cast all our cares upon Yahweh. Don't try to work it out with your mind, saints. Don't try to work it out with your will or your desire. Give it to Yahweh. No, when I say give to Yahweh, saints, I mean give it to him. Just get down there till you get that broken heart and contrite spirit, saints. That's what we need to get. Crying out is fine. Hollering is fine, saints. But we need to get back to that brokenness of heart and that contrite spirit. He said he seeks to save such as, saints. And his word is truth, saints. We need to be broken tonight, saints. We need to truly repent unto Yahweh. For we have went away from the master builder tonight, saints. And we have started to build a foundation of our own. He shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, love, peace. We can do that, saints. After the spirit of Yahweh abound within us, saints, it's not hard to follow faith, love, and peace with our brothers and sisters. We can endure all things. There is nothing that our brothers say or do against us that can cause us to have any kind of ill feeling against us. And we truly have the spirit of Yahweh in us, saints. Yahweh is long-suffering us, saints. And his tender mercies abound every day that he allows to get up and walk. Why can't that abound with us? If Yahweh have that long-suffering tender mercy toward us, do we ever think about that precious blood that was shed upon Calvary? Yeah. Them that call on Yahweh out of a pure heart, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife.
Yes,
it's a folly of joy to them that is destitute of wisdom.
Yes.
But a man of understanding walketh uprightly. And the servant of Yahweh must not strive, but the gentle unto all men, apt to teach patience, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. If Yahweh peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. And why is that, saints? That is because that our mind is not on Yahweh. That is because the truth is not in our heart. But our mind on the things of this earth, the eternal thing. Of whom, turn to Ephesians 3:15. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man.
Yes.
Ephesians 3:17. That Messiah may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. May be able to comprehend with all saints where the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Messiah, put past his knowledge, that you might be fulfilled with all the fullness of Yahweh. Saints, I pray tonight that Yahweh give us the ear to hear, that we need to find that master builder, get back upon that sure foundation, that solid rock that we were once standing upon. and let him tear down the building of this flesh that we trust in so much. Turn to Psalm 71. Read a little prayer here. It says, in thee, O Yahweh, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. And he says in his word that he's not a confusion but a peace. And we just believe that and trust in the word. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me and save me. That should be what we pray when we come into prayer, saints. I think about Monday night when y'all come to prayer. And it's good that y'all pray. It's good that y'all tarry. But it shouldn't be just for that one night. If y'all can crowd that Monday night, it should be Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. It should be every night that we come to prayer that y'all tarry just like that. Not just that one night. If y'all sincere when y'all come on Monday nights and y'all pray. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort, that thou hast given commandment to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my Yahweh, out of the hands of the wicked. Yeah, this wicked man, Yahweh. Deliver us. Out of the hand of unrighteous and cruel man. And yeah, it's cruel too. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Don't care nothing but for itself. Yes. And if it don't have the spirit of Yahweh, don't care for you neither. And you, my brothers and sisters. But thou art my hope, O Yahweh. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my womb. Bow my bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. And that's the way it should be. To praise you could be continually in our mouths. I am as one unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy glory all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For my enemies speak against me, and they that lay in wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, Yahweh has forsaken him, persecute and take him, but there is none to deliver him. O Yahweh, be not far from me. O my Yahweh, make haste for my help. That's what we should cry. That's what we should cry. When it seems like there's no hope, there's always the altar.
Can I say something, saint?
There's someone here, saint, that will always go to the altar with. If you don't want to go by yourself, there's someone here always wants to pray with you, saint. Whether it's a sister, and I say, brother, all the time, I will pray. It don't make no difference. I don't worry about how you pray, and you ain't gonna worry about how I pray. But at the end, we will touch Yahweh. Believe me, saints. At the end, we will touch Yahweh. Yes, we will. Yeah, if you pray with me, we will touch Yahweh at the end. And water will be coming, saint. Because I'm not down there for no joke, saint. When I talk to Yahweh, I mean business. For I know I have nothing, saint. He's my only hope. And the things in this life, what do it mean? Say, what if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, saint? I want to make it to heaven, saint. I want to see the glory and I want to look upon his face. I want to stand on the streets of gold. Yeah, so I want to lift my voice too, saint. I'm going to give him the praise when I make it there. And dance too. Yeah, I'm going to dance too, saint. I'm going to dance. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And it won't be no dance for no rap or nothing. It'll be dance because I made it in, saint.
Ephesians 3 and 19. And to know the love of Messiah, which passes knowledge, that he might be fulfilled with all the fullness of Yahweh. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be the glory in the tabernacle by Messiah Yahshua throughout all ages, world without end. Hallelujah. In the body of his flesh and through death, to present you holy and unblameable,
yes,
and unreprovable,
yes,
in his sight.
Yes.
And that can be, saint.
Yes.
That can be.
Yes.
We walk in the might and the truth of Almighty Yahweh.
Yes.
Saint, but we also thank him for the chastisement and reproof.
Yes.
Because it will strengthen us even more in this walk with Yahshua Messiah.
Yes.
That we stay in that straight and narrow path,
yes,
keeping our eyes towards him. Yahweh the healer which cometh thy help, not trusting the things of the world. For we know that that right there just takes us back, saint. So we're going forward because we know there's a hope and there's a home that's not made by hands.
Wherefore, I made amends according to the dispensation of Yahweh, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of Yahweh. 1 Peter 5:1.
Saints, that was Galatians 1:23-25 that I just read. Now I turn to 1 Peter 5:1. The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Messiah, also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of Yahweh, which is among you, taking oversight thereof, not by restraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being Yahweh over heritage, but being examples to the flock. As the pastor just got through talking about, saying they're the protocol we got to follow. Even as me being a deacon, saying, I got to do just like the pastor said. I got to walk right before the brothers too. Yeah, I've been an example to them too. I got to make sure that my life go according to what I'm reading to y'all. I got to make sure this word is true to me. I got to make sure when y'all give me a word of truth, I show me about myself, that I watch my spirit, that I say, thank you, brother. I needed that. And go on. Not get anger. I not get bitterness award the brother showing me the wrong in me. But just say, Messiah, help me. And brother, you pray for me. That I overcome that spirit that's overtaking me. Because I want to make it in, brother. And I want Yahweh to be my helper. And whatever it takes to fight, I want Yahweh to give it to me. I want him to put it in that inner man. That the Holy Ghost continually show me myself, that I keep repenting, Yahweh, uproot it, take it out, Yahweh, that I be grounded in you, that you fight my battle, that you give me the word to speak, that righteous words come from my lips, not of the words of this flesh, not of decision, not of the judgment, but you make this judgment, that when I give it to the brother, that they discern that it's rightness of Yahweh. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Don't you want that crown tonight, saints? And you can't obtain that crown, saint, for you have a warrior that fought this battle and he got the victory. And his name is, I am Yahweh, your Elohim. 1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, you younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Yea, all of you submit, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. Something that's hard to do because of pride. Because we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We know. Yahweh know too. Hallelujah. He knows where your heart is filled too. Yeah, he knows the way you're speaking. If you're speaking of Yahweh, are you speaking of your father, the devil? Yeah. Satan. For we know that's the way he talked when he was in heaven. Right. For Yahweh resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. That's why I say, brother, when you show me something about me that's wrong, I want to be able to humble myself and say, thank you, brother. Yeah. Yeah, Yahweh forgive me. And I say tonight, if I've done anything to any brother, or offended any brother, y'all forgive me. Sister, forgive me, because I want to make it in. Any of the young as well, forgive me, because I want to be a true example to the young as well as the brothers and sisters. So I need y'all help. So y'all pray for me, for I need prayer. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yahweh, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Why don't we do that, saints? Instead of trying to work it out in our own will, in our own flesh, in our own desires, of our thoughts of mind. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And that's true, saints. He want to take that word from you, saints.
Yes, that's
true. He know you have the victory. When Messiah fasted 40 days and 40 nights, the word was his strength. Satan quoted the word, but he couldn't stand on the truth. What is our problem? Why we're not standing on the truth? And we believe that we can get the victory. Whom is this? Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But Yahweh of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Messiah Yahshua, after ye have suffered a while, make ye perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when everybody's saying hallelujah again, I turn it back over to the pastor, Hank.
Hallelujah!
It's good and kind and merciful unto us all. I thank you for that, a word of strength.
Word of faith, the scripture says, for we have omitted the most weightier things, and that's judgment and justice. That is one thing that has been omitted in this hour, is justice and judgment. Resist judgment. That is his way of cleansing. By mercy and truth is iniquity purge. And you show the righteous or the just judgment one's heart, it cleanses him. We get the mote out of our own eyes, the beams, that we can see how clearly to help a brother. We get the beam out of his own eyes. And as Deacon Benny exalted, there must be someone, some man, who possess a righteous spirit. It just has to be. It has to. It has to. Because he's the one that keeps you in line. It tells you of your sins. Reprove you in judgment. I bless you always for that. And I thank him. And his men are not cowards. They're not cowardly men. They're not afraid as to what they say, as to who it will offend. They're not concerned about that. It's one thing that truth does. It makes one free. But one will not deal with the truth of whom they are. They will never be free. They will always be constantly bound to the power of their own flesh, and they will cater to that. And they will become even more imbecile and even that much more weaker. But a man is of strength. He's a man of value. He's a man of faith. He walks the power and the strength of Yahweh's truth, and that is his might. Hallelujah. So if you don't know how to do that, just watch me. You'll find out how to do that. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed to say that. No, I'm not, Sister Marshall. I'm not ashamed to say it somewhere. If you go to a job, and what they call a master mason, he's a master builder. He knows every kind of corner, every kind of intricate part, doing fine, detailed work. He knows that. He understands. He can simply look at it and say, I'll tell you what it takes. Now, a novice can look at that. He cannot tell you what it takes. So in order to know that, it must be one that has the understanding of the master skill. And so it has come by experience, by building, by knowledge and understanding. And that's the way it is. And so we must have those that can instruct us and lead us how to walk, how to talk, how to act, how to sit, how to dress. All those things are relevant. And they're vitally important in this hour. This is a very rebellious generation. As Stephen, the same one, he was so full of the Spirit that he said, ye stiff-necked and ye uncircumcised in heart, ye do always resist the Holy Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh, even as your fathers did. He said, tell me which one of the prophets that you all didn't kill. And that's the way this generation is. And they think because of their pettiness, their childishness, that they can destroy the men of faith, the men of Yahweh. They think because of their childish resistance, that doesn't destroy me. It just shows what you are. May Yahweh give you strength, peace. It give you understanding. For we need that tonight. Above all things, we need his strength, his anointing. He is that mighty and that precious. He deserves the accolades. Sitting like a dead fool. Hallelujah. Bless you, Deacon Benny. I do bless him for that. Let us stand to our feet. You know, I was thinking about Deacon Benny, and I said, you know, Deacon Benny is a very simple man, and that's a beautiful thing. And I bless you all way for him. All these years, you must understand, really, he was the first man, really, that you always said. He's been with me, and I bless him for that. I really do. He's not a man that has tried to exalt himself, Sister Robertson, to be something he isn't. He's just plain old Deacon Benny. As old Bishop would say, he's just a good pair of shoes. I thank him. I thank him for you young brothers that give me strength, men of strength, wisdom, men of faith. I bless you, young man. I do. Men of character, submissiveness, and obedience. I bless you all. I really do, young man. I bless you always for the company and the fellowship. I do. I really do. You know, Elder Richardson was telling me that, he told me his brother, he said, I looked at Pastor Robertson, I can see a man of strength. And he said, I looked around and saw all those young brothers. Well, I can see why. Because they're like him. That doesn't give anything to boast in. I'm very grateful unto Yahweh. I'm like Deacon Benny. I want to have a character that young Brother Chris can admire. I want to see me. I want Richard to see me and admire what I do. Don't you understand that there are many traits of my life and my character was shaped by other men that I was inspired by? That's what life consists of. And I want to be a man. I want to be a man that inspires the lives of others. I want to inspire the young man. I want to inspire Nicholas and Richard and Brother Christopher. I do. I certainly do. I want to inspire Brother Sean. I want them to look at me and see, well, how would Pastor Roberts deal with that circumstance? Sure I do. I want to be the loving husband to his wife. I've been to my wife all these years. We've had a loving relationship, son. And that's the truth. It ain't been one of hell raising and all that. No, it hasn't. It's been 27 years of a beautiful relationship. And I bless you always for that. I do. I thank you always for that. I do.
I want that.
May Yahweh bless you. Father, we thank you for all things. Bless your people, I pray. Bless them in a mighty way and give them strength in Messiah's name. Thank you for the word of faith tonight. Bless all the saints. Give them rest and comfort tonight in Messiah's name. Yahweh bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.